And now, back to the Jennifer Fallweiler Show.
It's really fun, and yeah.
Here's Jennifer.
Wow, that's good news.
We're so delighted to be joining you here this afternoon. The JF Show is where you get in touch with me. It also is where I put up my podcast audio. We do excerpts of this show, just some highlights from each week, and I do a podcast. You can find it on iTunes, or you can find it at thejfshow.com. That has all of my contact info as well. I'd love to hear from you. And I'm so excited now to be talking to Marianne Mount again. We have such fun conversations every time she's on the show. And as you know, I think that the subject of education is really important. There's some major upheaval coming in the area of education. We're seeing it now. And I think that this is something that everyone should be interested in. Even if you don't have school-age kids, even if you're not in school yourself, just this idea of how do we get information when you want to better yourself, or maybe you want to consider a new career, or maybe you just never learned that much about your faith and you'd like to learn more about that. There are so many options out there now that weren't even out there 5-10 years ago. It's incredible just the proliferation of options that we've seen. So I love talking to Marianne Mount. She is the president of Catholic Distance University, and she's been with them in a variety of leadership positions since the founding of Catholic Distance University in 1983. She always has interesting takes. Cannot wait to chat with her, and you can look up the great work she's doing at cdu.edu. Oh, that's so easy to remember. cdu.edu. Marianne Mount, welcome back to the Jennifer Fallweiler Show.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. It's always a delight to talk to you as well. Yeah, and you gave a great introduction for me.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, I always love to see your name on the guest list because you always have such interesting takes. And Marianne, I think I'm on your email list, and I think I saw, do I recall correctly that you guys had some sort of in-person event or ceremony where people who are involved in Catholic Distance University get together? Was it a graduation, or I can't remember what it was.
You know, it's coming up.
That's
Jennifer.
What I'm thinking of.
Yes. It's November 5th, and we have a fundraising event. We have an academic convocation mass where we invite all of our graduates from the previous year to come and be honored. And we just have a wonderful time. And we all have the opportunity to really understand the importance of CDU's mission at this event.
Yeah, and as we talked about last time, Marianne, I think it is very wise that you guys do these kind of in-person events, so you get the best of both worlds. You get the flexibility of doing online learning at a more flexible schedule, but then there is an opportunity to actually meet some of these people face-to-face, and it's so important to break that barrier occasionally, break the barrier of the screen and actually meet people face-to-face, and I think that's very smart that you guys realize the importance of that.
Well, we certainly do, and we always look forward to this event. And I think in a way it's actually even more meaningful for our graduates and our students because they really get to know each other online because of the unique dynamic of being online. And then when they do meet face-to-face, I think they have a kind of a deeper knowledge and respect for one another. They know the kind of scholarship that their classmates have done. They meet their faculty face-to-face, and sometimes, you know, that's a little intimidating because they have such respect for their faculty and think, oh, my goodness, I've got to actually have a face-to-face conversation with Father Bramwell, you know. But it's really a very, very special time for anyone who's able to join us. So I agree with you. I think having both the online and the face-to-face is just really a wonderful, really the perfect experience in education.
Yeah, and Marianne, what I love about what you guys are doing at Catholic Distance University, again, cdu.edu, one of the things that I like is that you are promoting lifelong learning. And that is one of the things that I think is so important. This is a big thing that we're trying to instill our kids with their own education. This idea that education is not just about memorizing some facts and figures so that you can take a test and then, you know, and then you're done. You're done with quote unquote education when you graduate from high school or college. We're trying to help them understand that you should always be curious about the world. I mean, until the day you die, you should be seeking to learn more about the things that are important in life, about the things that interest you. And I think this is really kind of a Christian concept at its core. I mean, the Catholic Church invented the university system as we know it. I mean, the first universities were essentially Catholic schools. And I think that comes from this idea that it honors God and that we should have a natural sense of exploring this gift that God has given us in the human experience and the created world. Do you see this idea of lifelong learning that, you know, people in the secular world talk about too, but do you kind of see that it is really kind of a Christian idea at its core?
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree more, because we are searchers of the truth. And the truth is God. And so we never, ever are going to fulfill that completely. But the Catholic Church loves the world and loves everything that's beautiful and good in the world. And so in order to really grow in that knowledge, we have to tap into education, and especially education in the faith, because I love to go back to something that Pope Benedict said, and when he was speaking to educators at Catholic University in 2008, he said that growing in our knowledge of the faith is performative, it's not informative. You know, much of education is great and it's informative, but when we learn about the faith, we actually encounter the living Word of God. We are changed. You know, it is powerful, it's transformative. And I love to go back to a quote from St. Paul in his letter to the Romans. He said, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind." And this is exactly what happens at CDU. And I really would like to invite everyone to think about taking a course, learning, growing, reading, because it is so transformative when it's all about your faith.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, the things that you guys do at Catholic Distance University, I really like it, because I bet a lot of people listening can relate to this, that a lot of people are maybe rediscovering their faith, or they rediscovered it at some point in life. I think there are very few people out there, Marianne, who just got a really solid Catholic education from day one. They never fell away. They just always had the right information and have had a rock solid faith life just ever since then. And they're knowledgeable about the faith. I mean, God bless those people who do fit that category. But I would say most cradle Catholics I know, and certainly converts fall into this category, would say, "I just didn't understand what we had in the Catholic Church." You know, I knew my parents were Catholic, my grandparents were Catholic, they might say. And, you know, I seemed like there was something good here. I basically believed in the sacraments. But I had no idea the philosophical and theological riches that we had here. And so that's what I really like about what you guys are doing. So that, let's say someone is, they've got a busy job, or they're staying home with kids, and they really can't be going down to a university and sitting in a classroom with, you know, people half their age or whatever the case may be, that they can go to cdu.edu, they can go to Catholic Distance University and maybe fill in that education that they missed earlier in life. Do a lot of your students fit that category?
Absolutely, Jennifer. I'd say the median age of students who are in our degree programs is probably mid-30s to mid-50s. And it's exactly the way you describe it. At various points in our faith journey, we come to the realization that we really don't know very much, or, you know, something is gnawing at us and we don't understand why the church is teaching what it's teaching on a particular topic. And it draws us to go back and really explore the teachings of the church. So there are lots and lots of reasons. And I, you know, truthfully, the Holy Spirit, I think, draws each person to come back to the church and to learn more. And I don't think I've ever met anybody who said to me, you know, "I've got it all, I know it all, I don't need any more." You know, and I think the more you learn, the more you want to learn. You know, it's just, it becomes a passion. And that's what's so great about our faculty. Our faculty are very carefully selected. They're all passionate about their faith, in addition to being great scholars. So there are just lots of reasons why today, with the lifestyles that we live, CDU makes a lot of sense, because you've got a Catholic university really at the click of a mouse. And, you know, everyone is so busy, and we have such crazy life schedules that this is, which is so important, needs to be able to be fit into our schedules. And I think CDU does that really, really well.
Yeah, I love also just the I'm a tech nerd. You know, I have a background in technology. I used to be a programmer. And so I love the way the internet and just online technology connects us in new ways, that you have some great professors there at CDU that, you know, people like me, I live in Austin, Texas. I would not normally have access to that teacher, that professor who maybe lives in New Hampshire or Oregon. I would never get out there. But yeah, but thanks to the internet, thanks to online education, I can sit in this person's class and learn from them, even if I can't fly out to 2,000 miles to meet with them in person.
Well, that's right. And, you know, we are able to choose the best faculty for a particular area of theology. We're not tied down to being in a geographical location where we just, you know, maybe have two or three tenured professors in the theology department. And so that's one of the great things about being online. And there are other wonderful qualities about it as well that you discover when you take an online course. For example, you're not distracted by physical qualities. And we're all attracted to some people and not attracted to other people because just it's human nature. So I think it's a much more, it's a more contemplative, a more focused experience. And you're doing it at the time and the place that is best for you. And I think there's comfort and peace when you're able to choose your own physical space to do your studying. And then, of course, the subject matter is so inspiring, so engaging. And then there's also what I call an equality of participation in discussions. And, you know, in most traditional classes, you've got the extroverts who dominate the conversation, and then you've got introverts who don't say much or anything. And the class is missing out on some great contributions, whereas in an online class, everybody has to participate. And you have the opportunity to reflect and think before you put something out there, because you are putting your contribution in through text. So you can edit your text, you can think about it, you can rewrite it before you actually put it out there. So the quality of the conversation is really much richer.
That makes sense, because as an introvert, I was always that person who never participated in class.
Right.
I love that.
And I've done research with students here, and what I've found is that introverts in general find it a more attractive experience. However, we have a lot of extroverts as well, because they need the flexibility. They like that they can fit it into their own schedule. So we do have a mix of learners, but it is particularly attractive to introverts. So you know, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, and Marianne, I'm nerding out looking through the course list here. It's right up there at cdu.edu for Catholic Distance University. And so you talked earlier about the idea of that education should transform you. And that's something that I love to talk about on this show, because that's an understanding of education that I really didn't have growing up. I thought that education was the thing that I do when I'm in the schoolhouse, and then I can turn the education switch off when I finally get home. And that it's just about doing well on the test. And it was really after I converted to Catholicism that I understood and embraced this idea that gaining new knowledge transforms you. It makes you different. It makes your life different and better. And so I'm looking at this course list and just nerding out on it. Like, I can imagine, I love this, that you have a class, Biblical Greek 1. So you can get an introduction to the Greek used in the Bible. And I know, Marianne, when I've heard a couple tidbits here and there about, you know, this really important word that Christ uses in the gospel, you might hear something like, well, English doesn't really have a correct translation. There's no direct match in English for what was said in Greek. But if you really look at what this Greek word is, suddenly all of these implications open up that you'd never thought of. Like, for example, someone told me that when Christ tells us to eat his flesh, that the word is more gnaw on. It has the implication of gnawing more than eating. And I don't know if that was originally written in Greek or Aramaic or whatever, but the point is that when we understand these kinds of things, it will open up our faith and our lives in different ways and leave us transformed. And I bet you see that in your students all the time.
Absolutely. It gives you such a rich understanding, so much depth, that when you understand your faith in a very superficial way and you're just kind of like you're very passive and you go to Mass on Sunday and sit and listen to the homily, you know, that's a certain level of knowledge. But when you study at CDU, because it's online, you have to put effort into it. You know, you've got to set aside the time when you're going to go online and you're going to do your work. The great thing is you have a week to do it, but still, you put in a lot of effort, not only in your studying, but in being present to the other students, to your professor. And so you get so much out of that. It changes you exactly like what you said. You become a different person with new eyes and new depth and a new heart. And just, it, you know, the life of faith takes on so much. You can't imagine how you could have not done this, you know. It's remarkable what happens to you. You become a new person.
Yeah, well, Marianne Mount, we're about out of time, but it's been so fun to chat with you. And the mission of Catholic Distance University is one that's near and dear to my heart, because when my husband and I converted to Catholicism, we studied our way into Catholicism. It was a process of education. And so I just really see how transformative this can be to open up this sort of education to anyone, people with busy schedules, people who don't have time to sit in a classroom, that they can do this kind of thing online. I think it's really, really powerful. And Marianne, tell us again where people can find out more about the mission of Catholic Distance University.
Well, as you said, Jennifer, it's cdu.edu. That's the best place to go. That's our web address. And just to mention, we've got courses at every level. So if you're not looking for theology courses, you can take a quick online self-programmed course on any topic that's interesting to you. On the Blessed Mother, on any area of Scripture, and the Second Vatican Council. There are all kinds of courses. So just, I would say everybody should go and just take a look.
I love it. Again, I'm a big believer in your mission, and it's always a pleasure to chat with you, Marianne. And thanks so much for joining us here on the Jennifer Fulweiler Show today.
Oh, you're most welcome, Jennifer. It was delightful.
All right, take care, Marianne, and keep up the great work. And when we come back, we are headed into hour two of the Jennifer Fulweiler Show, where I've got a bunch of other great stuff for you coming up next.